Chapter 7 is our second of two manure gas modules. In this chapter, we're going to focus on hydrogen sulfide, often written as H2S. In the literature, manure gases is the term that references many gases that are released in livestock manure. These are primarily methane, which we talk about in Chapter 6, and hydrogen sulfide that we're going to focus on now. We do have a separate chapter on methane, where we talk about a main concern in manure that it can be released in high concentrations, particularly if we have foaming manure, and these concentrations can be explosive. We're looking at a really critical safety hazard when we're talking about the manure gas of methane. But hydrogen sulfide, on the other hand, is a problem at very low concentrations relative to methane. So hydrogen sulfide can cause collapse and death if it's inhaled even in a single breath at a high concentration. This typically occurs on the farm when somebody is handling manure improperly or when they're entering a space that used to have or currently has contained manure. If you look into the newspaper or media about stories that report on a fatality on the farm and manure is involved, many articles erroneously state that the culprit was methane. But in reality, we're pretty sure that the likely cause of death was from inhaling hydrogen sulfide and not methane. So it's the hydrogen sulfide in this manure gas that causes respiratory paralysis and death. In this chapter, we're going to focus on explaining the hazards and best practices to minimize exposures to hydrogen sulfide, mostly in manure handling operations. Hydrogen sulfide is a colorless gas, but it has a unique odor, and it really, at low concentrations, smells like a rotten egg. People can detect hydrogen concentration as low as a half of a part per billion, very, very small amounts of hydrogen sulfide. We can detect it with our nose and identify it as a rotten egg smell, and we need to think, oh, hydrogen sulfide is present. The problem with hydrogen sulfide is as the concentration increases, our ability to smell it goes away. This is often called olfactory fatigue. This is a problem because as concentration increases, especially into those higher concentrations when it can be lethal, we can't tell that it's present. At low concentrations in the range of 2 to 20 parts per million, workers in those environments working all day may start to experience nausea, they may have a headache, or they may feel dizzy, particularly after the working day is over. At higher concentrations, people report eye and throat irritations, and those will start to develop within an hour. So you're still at work, you're getting eye irritation, throat irritation. You need to think, is this hydrogen sulfide? Do I have high concentrations of hydrogen sulfide in the work environment? When concentrations elevate even more and reach about 100 parts per million, people will start coughing. Eye irritation starts to happen within 2 to 15 minutes. This burst of high concentration has almost immediate effect. We start to see altered breathing and drowsiness within 15 to 30 minutes of exposures in these 100 parts per million. And throat irritation starts to develop as well. Maybe it takes an hour for that to happen. As concentrations continue to increase, the outcome becomes more serious and severe. At 500 to 700 parts per million, somebody that inhales that can become unconscious within 5 minutes. And around 700 parts per million or more, one or two breaths can knock somebody down and stop their breathing. Somebody becomes unconscious and we do need to get them out of that area and administer CPR. The kiss of life does bring people back, but the big problem with somebody that passes out, has a large exposure of hydrogen sulfide, is somebody will go in to rescue them. They breathe a one breath of a very high concentration, and the rescuer now becomes impaired, stops breathing, and is passed out. We've seen time and time again that somebody goes in to respond to somebody who has had a lethal concentration of hydrogen sulfide, and all of the rescuers perish as well. There are many stories that you could go and look on the internet for information on. So how do we prevent this from happening? Exposures to hydrogen sulfide are critical because as the concentration increase, and in many agricultural operations, the concentration will rise from 10 parts per million, which is pretty safe, to over 100 parts per million, which we're starting to get concerned about really quickly. If we're pumping manure and the air is blowing across the pumping operations to workers, they may be standing downwind and all of a sudden go from 10 to 100 parts per million pretty quickly. In addition, there are some operations that we know are just simply too dangerous to be inside the building because of hydrogen sulfide gas concentrations. It is critical that when you're working with farmers in livestock buildings, that any activity that is going to agitate the manure and start pumping it in an underfloor manure pit has to be done with no workers in the building and no animals in the building. There's case after case after case of people and animals dying because we're agitating the manure and pumping it out of a building when something living is inside. For outside manure storage, it's also important to realize that hydrogen sulfide can also be released at lethal concentrations. Just being outside is not an indication of safe. We do need to know where we're standing with respect to the wind and where the source of manure gases might be when we're doing a pumping operation. We want to stand not downwind so that the wind is blowing hydrogen sulfide to us. We want to be upwind or at a 90-degree angle from the operation so that we do not get a bunch of bolus of H2S blown right at us in pumping. It's also important to know that we don't want to be doing any manure pumping if there's what's called an atmospheric inversion. Typically, you'll see this with low ground fog early in the morning or late at night, and that means that we have a situation where the air a few feet above the ground has a different temperature profile than what's at the ground, so it's really trapping things low to the surface. And we don't want to do any pumping in that situation because any hydrogen sulfide that would be released from normal manure operations is going to be trapped low to the ground, and that will pool in high concentrations. It doesn't mix well, it doesn't move fast, and it generates a pretty dangerous situation. We have high ground fog, or if we look at the weather and it says that we've got an inversion going on, then we don't want to do pumping until we have enough wind to have gotten rid of that inversion. There are some precautions that we need to take as far as when we're doing different things, handling manure, so we don't put ourselves or our workers in a situation where we have high hydrogen sulfide concentrations at the ground level, even outdoors. Now, there are some gas monitors that can be worn in livestock operations that warn workers that hydrogen sulfide is present and that concentrations are increasing. It's best practice to use a hydrogen sulfide monitor, put it on in the breathing zones, flip it up to the upper part of the shirt and wear it in operations and during activities where we know we have the possibility to generate high concentrations of hydrogen sulfide, all of those situations that we talked about above. These include pressure washing inside of a building. We do know that we generate lots of hydrogen sulfide when we just agitate the manure pit. If we're using wash-up water, it falls into the manure pit and can release some hydrogen sulfide from the pit. Anytime we're working outside around manure pit pumping operations, we want to have workers wearing an H2S monitor. When we're doing manure transport and land application tasks, it's also a good idea to be wearing a monitor. Even if we're sitting in a cab, we want to make sure that we've got a device that can sense the presence of hydrogen sulfide because our nose is no longer good at those dangerous concentrations, and it will alarm and warn us to leave the area if the concentration is too high. Have you ever smelled a rotten egg smell in your home? We know that this can come from a gas leak or gas from well water or a sewer line. It can also come from rotten eggs. Think about and describe your plan of action if you come across a smell of hydrogen sulfide in your home. Remember that high concentrations can be dangerous, so acting when you can still smell it at those lower concentrations is really important. I recommend that you look on the internet for suggestions about maintaining a house to prevent these sources and discuss with your housemates or family.